His passion for the beaches and the water and the sun was a devotion returned in kind. If it is possible for nature to favor one creature over another, nature favored Mark. I could scarcely remember the year, much less where we had gone, on the occasion he had spent a week with my family. What I remembered with clarity were his baggy white swim trunks, and the firm warmth of his hand in mine during our strolls across cool, wet sand. I remembered the startling whiteness of his teeth against his coppery skin, the health and unsuppressed joy in his eyes as he looked for sharks' teeth and shells, while I smiled in the shade of a wide-brimmed hat. Most of all, what I couldn't forget was loving a young man named Mark James, more than I had thought it was possible to love anything on this earth. What had changed him? It was hard for me to fathom that he had crossed over into enemy camps, as Etheridge believed, and I had no choice but to accept. Mark was always spoiled. He carried about him a sense of entitlement that comes from being the beautiful son of beautiful people. The fruits of the world were his to enjoy, but he had never been dishonest. He had never been cruel. I couldn't even say that he had ever been condescending to those less fortunate than himself, or manipulative with those vulnerable to his charms. His only real sin was that he had not loved me enough. From the distant perch of my midlife perspective, I could forgive him for that. What I couldn't forgive him for was his dishonesty. I couldn't forgive him for deteriorating into a lesser man than the one I had once respected and adored. I couldn't forgive him for no longer being Mark. Passing the U.S. Naval Hospital on U.S. 1, I followed the gentle shoreline curve of North Roosevelt Boulevard. Soon enough, I was threading my way through a maze of Key West streets in search of Duval. Sunlight painted the narrow streets white, as shadows of tropical foliage stirred by the breeze danced across the pavement. Beneath a blue sky that went on forever, huge palms and mahogany trees cradled houses and shops in spreading arms of vivid green, as bougainvillea and hibiscus wooed sidewalks and porches with bright gifts of purple and red. Slowly, I passed people in sandals and shorts, an endless parade of mopeds. There were very few children, and a disproportionate number of men.